Technical colleges in Kansas drew thousands of students with a simple pitch: hands-on training tailored for specific high-demand jobs. But COVID-19 and a collapsing aviation industry hollowed out the promise. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service reports on what happens now.
Let's start with the first part of the tech college pitch: hands-on training.
In all honesty, that was the best part.
It's what convinced Chris Coleman to ditch the beaches of Florida for WSU Tech in landlocked Kansas. A scholarship covering moving expenses and tuition helped, but Coleman called the shift from memorizing textbooks to learning by doing a game changer.
They took a guy with zero experience, got an aircraft panel in front of him that was already painted, handed me a sander, and I had to learn, the proper technique of sanding.
After just one semester, he had a job with Textron Aviation. While WSU Tech does have textbooks, it's far more about hands-on training. But that's all been upended by the coronavirus. WSU Tech's aviation dean James Hall says the school has been able to move some of that training online.
So what my instructors are doing are more or less splitting their classes so that they can do all of the lecture and the level 1 and 2 labs remotely.
But higher level labs where the hands-on stuff is crucial will have to wait until students can return to campus.
It's really hard to rig an aircraft in a virtual environment.
The college's quick turn certification programs that can take less than 2 months to finish are completely on hold. That's ultimately a short-term problem. A bigger, long-term challenge has to do with the second part of the tech college pitch: training tailored for high-demand jobs. So what happens when those high-demand jobs disappear?
This is a key Boeing supplier. They're issuing a statement today saying they are considering layoffs and potentially other steps to reduce their costs.
The grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX has stretched past a year. That, plus the coronavirus, has led Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems to lay off about 4,300 workers. And the coronavirus has led to furloughs at Textron Aviation, too. WSU Tech had been a training pipeline for those companies, but now that pipeline is disconnected.
Tech colleges are certainly great when there are lots of jobs and employers are beating down their door.
Lauren Eister is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute.
Right now, it's really hard for some industries to think about hiring.
The biggest challenge for tech education right now, it's expensive. When colleges shift to whatever the job market looks like post-coronavirus, they'll have to either find millions of dollars for new equipment or ways to retrofit their old tools. Eister says tech colleges can make the shift. That's because of two other parts of their pitch. They know what businesses need and have the flexibility to meet those needs quickly.
Tech colleges are able to avoid some of the challenges of traditional higher ed, where curriculum committees and review processes can take a really long time.
Recent WSU Tech graduates trained for jobs that essentially disappeared can get scholarships for retraining. Chris Coleman was furloughed by Textron Aviation last month, but he signed up for aircraft maintenance classes well before that because he was hooked on the hands-on training model. He's on a path to get an associate's degree, typically a 2-year commitment, but he doesn't plan on stopping there.
Crazy enough, I'm actually looking to stay even longer and then take another program. So I'll have been turning WSU Tech into almost a 4-year college.
That might not be the top line of the tech college pitch, but it is one of WSU Tech's goals. Yes, get students into high-earning jobs quickly, but keep them coming back for more training so they can adapt to an ever-changing economy. For KMUW News, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find out more at ksnewsservice.org.